Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Learning an instrument is a big accomplishment, but an Elk Grove teen has taken that skill and that passion to a whole new level. Neil Nayar can play more than 100 instruments. Many are rare instruments from all over the world. This extraordinary talent has landed him some pretty cool spots on Good Morning America and the Jennifer Hudson Show, so we're going to give you a little taste. And this week, Neil will be heading to Los Angeles for the Recording Academy's Grammy Camp, which is a music industry program for high school students. So Neil Nayar joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Doing great. So you joined us last year, and you've had quite a busy year so far. What have been some of your biggest highlights?
Yeah, I think the biggest highlights is the Grammy Camp, which is coming up. Another thing is coming up is called State Fair, which is happening from July 26th. On 2023, from 1:30 p.m. till 2:15 p.m. at the Promenade Stage. Then we have Hosey Music Awards, where I got nominated as the musician of the year.
You have a lot of stuff lined up.
A lot of stuff, yes.
Which is great. It's good to be busy. You know, given that you can play more than 100 instruments and counting, because you're continuing to learn more, what was the first instrument you learned?
Well, the first instrument I learned was the drums at 6 years old. And my parents, they took me to a free drum class in a music school. And after one drum lesson, I was playing the drums like an old pro. I was like, how did I do this? My parents and my drum teacher were shocked. They were like, wow, you just play the drums so fluently. And that's where my journey started.
Yeah, so obviously you have a knack for picking up instruments, but you also, you practice like 6 hours a day. This is a full-time job for you, but it's more than talent for you, given that you are on this trajectory of pretty much learning as many instruments as you can.
Yeah, correct.
You know, why rare is instruments? Some of them are pretty cool and pretty obscure for a lot of people. You know, what attracts you to them?
Well, I think what attracts me to them is the sound and also where it is from. You know, whenever I have like an instrument from India or China, you know, I'm like always so curious about the sound, you know, how it sounds, what's the history behind this instrument, you know, what songs it's used for, what fest, you know, or like, you know, what it is used for and everything. So it's like, it's, you know, music is a big thing. It's like an ocean, you know, it's like all everything, like all genres, everything.
Do other people in your family play music as well?
No, actually, my
really?
Parents do not play music. Actually, my mom tried to learn the violin, but she could not learn the violin.
So how do they come to understand just your gift of being able to pick up instruments so easily?
Well, I think they understood from the moment when I was born. You know, when I was in the mother's womb, my dad, you know, he was reading a book which mentioned if you give Mozart music on the womb, then the child will become a musician. So I think from that time, they understood that I had something. And then in this case, then they decided to see what I could do in music. And then that's where the magic happened.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to some of your compositions. So we're going to start with a portion of a composition called Last Date.
Correct.
Instruments are you using?
So in this piece, I used around probably 10 or 15 instruments. There's like violins, cellos. There are some a high-pitched guitar reverb kind of thing, and we have some effects from the computer. So actually, this piece you're listening to is from a film which I composed recently called Last Date, and it talks about two serial killers, by the way. So it's kind of like a thriller suspense.
How
film.
Romantic.
Yes. And it's from the company, from the film, from the company Mad Wife Productions, who are based in Reno. So this is my second time working with them. The first film I worked with them is called Beyond the Door, which is a thriller suspense team again. And I'm currently working on a third film at the moment. Plus, I have another film coming up, which I am working, which is a big one, which is called Lottery. It is a full feature film. And as I heard that it is being directed by the sister of a Bollywood star.
Oh, that is awesome. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm glad that you've kind of made a really fun turn into composing films and scores. So you mentioned Beyond the Door. We actually have a clip that we can listen to. Certainly captured the suspense vibe with that one. What goes into composing with so many instruments? You're one musician. I mean, you gave us an example. You use 10 to 15 instruments. You're composing it yourself. Logistically, I could imagine it might be like kind of hard to keep track.
Yes, it is very hard to keep track. You know, sometimes I have to like find out, okay, I think this instrument might work for this composition. Oh, I don't think that will work. Or like, you know, it's a different thing because, as I mentioned, music is a big thing. So, and music is very important in films. Like, just imagine what would happen if films had no music. It would be like just blank, just dialogues. But the music, it like brings up the power and the feelings into that scene or in the film, you know.
Mm. Given that, I mean, you mentioned that your family doesn't really play musical instruments. I mean, you're kind of a first in this, and obviously you've taken it to like a whole new level. But you're so thoughtful. You're so young and you're so thoughtful about how you approach music and the role music can play in our lives. Where do you get that inspiration from? Did you have mentors or musicians that you looked up to?
Well, yes, I do have teachers. I think by count, I have like worked with over 100 teachers, like who have taught me music properly and everything. So yeah, you know, I get inspired by them. I also do get inspired by artists. You know, like including the bands like Imagine Dragons, Coldplay, artists like Stevie Wonder, Bruno Mars, Adele. So yeah, I always do get inspiration from different artists.
So at the end of this week, you're going to be heading to Grammy Camp that is in Los Angeles. Tell us about it. What's it about?
So Grammy Camp is a 7-day non-residential industry music program for high school students who are interested in pursuing their career in music. And it will be happening from July 16th till July 22nd at USC, University of Southern California in Los Angeles. So they selected around 80 students across the country to come to Grammy Camp. And, you know, they get selected in 8 career tracks, including instrumental track, audio engineering, electronic music production, music journalism, music business.
Which track are you doing?
This year, I'll be doing instrumental track where I'll be playing guitar in a band. And I also did get selected last year in audio engineering, and it was a great experience. I got to learn from the professionals who work at Grammys. It was a big experience, and I loved it so much. Not only that, we also have guest artists who come every year to Grammy Camp.
Yeah.
Last year, the guest artists we had were Silver Sun Pickups, popular band, and Lauren Spencer Smith, popular singer. But this year, we're having more guest artists. We'll be having Gracie Abrams, American singer-songwriter, G Flip, Australian singer, Marcus Smet, popular DJ, Paul Klein, singer from the band Lanny, and Lizzie McAlpine, popular singer and songwriter.
That is awesome, Neil. Well, have a great time and thanks for stopping by.
Of course, thank you.
Neil Nayar is a teenage musical prodigy from Elk Grove, and he's going to be heading to Grammy Camp, which is from the Recording Academy, because he plays more than 100 instruments. He is a perfect fit. And with that, that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.